to the very VARY Necessary Podcast. All right. Woohoo!
Are those your hand claps?
Clap, 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 clap. It sure ain't the booty cheeks, honey. And you know, as much as I be twerking, I have never mastered the booty clap.
So that's how we starting the day.
Yeah, because maybe my booty just isn't big enough to... No? Okay.
I don't know.
Stop. I think the engineer's blushing. I don't think he wanted to visualize my booty clapping. But yeah, that's just what I thought. It's random. It's just so random.
You think maybe... That's your random thought today. And so you think that your behind is too small?
Yeah. Do you have to have a certain... No, because I've seen petite girls.
Yeah, I was about to tell you.
So maybe my technique is off.
But like, are you actually practicing this?
Hold on.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You can hear me a second ago.
So you practice?
I've been
twerking?
So I twerk all the time. I twerk all the time. The issue is, you know, just technique and you know, maybe I got twerking and what's how we used to do it before, prior to twerking.
Uh huh.
How did we do it? It was you know, scrubbing the ground.
Uh huh. Scrub the ground.
No, but yeah. We call it pussy popping.
Oh cool.
Yeah. That's what it was called.
Disclaimer, we old. If y'all didn't know that already, we are 70s babies, right? So in our era of the 90 loop dancers, it was not twerking, it was pussy popping, okay? And so now we have had to basically change the term, but it's almost literally the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
And I just ain't never been able to...
Make it clap.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. If I just never paid attention, now I have to pay attention to see if mine clap. Now let you know.
Okay, because I mean, not that I was strategically trying to do it. I just realized that mine has never done that.
I don't know.
So
I have to call and ask.
I spoke once before about opening a very mature, sophisticated gentleman's club. I ain't opened it yet, but I am going to do it. We spoke about it on our fellow brethren show, The Scumbag Lounge, and they clown me a little bit for that. But I said, when my shit take off, don't come up in there trying to make it rain on me. I mean, I'm lying.
Did we not talk
Please.
About that last night?
We did.
We talked about that last night.
Because and let's introduce our guest host today, Neek the Freak. No, I'm just
joking. No, it's Nurse Neek. Nurse Neek.
I mean, we was talking about
Nurse Neek is back.
We was talking about booty clapping, so I was like, I gave her a stripper name, Neek the Freak.
That is not my stripper name. I already have one.
Okay, what's your stripper name?
It's Velvet Sugar.
Oh, it's Velvet Sugar.
Where'd you come up with that?
I like the scent, Velvet Sugar.
It's so that's okay.
So when you come to the Foxy Ladies Old Grown Folks Club, just know that you might encounter a very sexy, mature one that smells like velvet sugar. Tell us about Foxy Lady in Alabama.
Oh, Foxy Lady. So Foxy Lady is actually in Georgia.
Okay, Georgia.
So Foxy Lady is actually it's a strip club that was for sale a few years ago. And me being me, I was inquiring about the Foxy Lady. Mm-hmm. Foxy Lady can't be more than 300 square feet in size. They don't have a stage. They have dance boxes. Mm. It's just that small. But when you put a business up for sale, you have to put how much revenue they brought in the year before. This 300 square foot club brought in $1.5 million in 1 year.
How much again?
$1.5 million
in 1 year.
300 square feet.
Mm-hmm. square feet.
Now you think about it. you ain't paying a stripper. So employees, you probably, the cost would be security, bartenders, hit or miss, because normally bartenders work off tips.
Your DJ.
And your DJ. So let's just say security and DJ are your payout people. And everything else, revenue cost-wise, would be your food, your liquor. And, you know, general maintenance stuff.
And if you look at the building, it wasn't no general maintenance.
I mean,
sound like a
fantasy island to me. So there's an old,
that wasn't a big building.
Yeah, no, no.
And definitely Leroy's. Definitely that was somebody double wide trailer.
And I'll be nice. I'll give it 600 square feet because you got to have a dressing room and a bathroom in the back. Okay. I'll be nice.
You ain't got to, because I know some that didn't, and I'm trying to figure out how that worked out. But yeah, that ain't my.
But yeah, $1.5 million.
So, any of my
well, I'll be at the door.
You go work the door.
I work the door.
You go work the door because she ain't gonna get on the pole.
Ain't gonna get on the pole, but I work the door.
But the girl still got to tip you out. You work that door.
That's right.
Well, see, now we have such stringent rules with strip clubs. You cannot be totally naked anymore. So,
oh,
like,
really?
No.
You can't. You have to have a bottom.
Got to have a bottom.
Have to have a bottom.
And something has to cover the nipples.
Oh, see, I didn't
like
know.
Pasties, or it could be a very small, you know, bikini top that covers the nipples. But you can't just walk around free balling.
And naked.
And naked. Bucking naked.
I did not know
as
that.
Dollar Bill would say. In the strip club anymore.
I didn't know about the top part.
And tell the listeners about the club in Myrtle Beach, about the table dances and the lap dances.
The private room dances.
The private room
so
dances.
So I have a friend who is there now. And of course, these gentlemen have all went to the strip club the other night.
They were partaking in an adult experience.
Adult entertainment.
They were enjoying their
vacation. I like the way that sounds.
So according to them, a private dance in the room, in the private room, for 15 minutes after they added fees is $312 for 15 minutes. Or you can opt for one single song at $100.
One dancer.
One dancer, one
$300?
Song for $100.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, one dancer, $312.
I'm staying in the back room all goddamn night long. Because I ain't never worked nowhere and made no goddamn $312.
In now, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. And think about it. That's about approximately 2.5-3 songs.
So hold on. Hold on. We got to get the schematics of this. So I will tell anybody that I used to work in a strip club. Not as a stripper, but as a bartender.
I worked the door.
Yeah. And I've done the door before. And so if they were making $312 off of the private dance, I'm sure that the club, so they do like a ratio. I don't know if theirs is 40-60, 50-50, whatever, but there's a breakdown to this, right? So they're not getting this whole 312.
No, they're not getting the whole 300.
It's a club fee, and then it's the payout or whatever she has. So a smart entrepreneurial woman would automatically gravitate to get men to come back to that private room because that's where they could make the max amount of money. You don't make that much money on stage, you know, on the pole. You don't make that much. You make the majority of your money in private and table dances.
So when you dance, you're in the club and you dance, you don't, that's not your money when they throw the ones up there?
Yeah, that's your money.
That's yours. No, that's
your
yours.
Money.
That's
but yours. But remember, at the end of the night, it's like a hairstylist in a shop. You got to pay booth rent.
You got to pay out.
You got to pay the DJ.
The waitresses,
and you got to pay the club.
Bartender.
Yeah, you got to pay the whole club.
Shut up, y'all.
Goddamn right.
You have to pay out.
That's why it's so smart to own a club, because you're, I don't want to call
them
strippers. Your entertainers are basically paying everyone.
Well, I learned something today.
See?
I did not know that.
And a lot of people didn't know that. But yeah, because if you think about it, they're your advertisers. You know what I'm saying? Your DJ, your waitresses, your bartenders, they're promoting you in a sense. So it would behoove you not to be friendly with them and be generous with them. Yeah.
I mean, truthfully, because think about it. A gentleman comes in and is like, hey, who do you recommend?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bartender is going to tell him who he recommends.
Right.
So why not get in good with that bartender?
When you come to the club and you get your hundreds, right? So they ration you out hundreds and ones. When you buy 100 ones, you only get 90 of them.
You get 90. The house takes 10 automatically.
The club automatically takes 10. So in Magic City, they actually have a fella, because mm-hmm. how Magic City is constructed. When you make it rain on a beautiful entertainer, that money scatters. So we have a gentleman who goes and he rounds up those ones while you're dancing. He gets a cut of this money. So you see what I'm saying?
So it's like, okay, like you work in a restaurant when the waiters and waitresses.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to pay the busser. The waitresses got to pay the bussers. Like, you get it? So, yeah, it's really a little racket, but, like, it's so much money that can be made.
So that
amount. Yeah.
I get my little 10%.
You're going to get
because you got to get a cut.
And think about it. You're getting a cut per entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 10 girls working that night, mm-hmm. you're getting from all 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all get the going. Get it started. I'll be there to help.
Yeah.
I'm a solid partner people all the time. All right. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So y'all drop us a also very necessary email to the VARY Necessary Podcast with any other jewels and tools that we would need to make our adult experience a little more successful.
I think that would be very profitable, though.
It would.
Because, you know, it's a lot of younger men that are into older women.
Okay.
And then, of course, you still have the older men that still look to the, you know, to the women.
And let me tell
women
you.
Women look good now. Mm-hmm. In their 40s, 50s, 60s. I don't know.
We
if,
are
know,
taking 70s. Very good care of ourselves.
And 70s too.
Because we are letting these young women know.
Have it.
Ain't nothing around here old but clothes, ho. I will still.
They still make a okay? return.
I will still take your little man yeah. from you.
Oh, Lord.
What did, so we have a brunch sister. Her name is Miss Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really nice body. Mm-hmm. She, Miss Teresa is what, 57 years old.
She's 57.
Mm-hmm. How old her little man is?
43.
See what I'm talking about?
And he yeah, is in love with her.
He is in love.
Like, totally enamored. He thinks she's, like, the most. And she is fine.
Mm-hmm. And she's
bad.
A gorgeous lady. Great personality.
Mm-hmm. She bad in the motherfucker.
She really is.
And any opportunity she has to have them legs out.
And that stomach.
And shake her ass.
They're out.
And that stomach out.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah. And not to say that she would ever be one of the adult experiences. Mm-hmm. But she puts me in the mindset of the kind of spirit and the look, I would say, would really attract the crowd that we were looking for. She's just. But them little old ladies as hell, we go to brunch. Miss Sheila, all of them. Now, Miss Sheila can't come because she praise dance. But she.
Ma'am.
But she.
Ma'am. Miss Sheila shuts the VFW down.
She do. But see? Honey, she dances.
Y'all don't sleep
and
Ms.
her
Sheila.
And Miss Sheila body still right and tight. So, yeah, we're not totally opposed to anything. I just feel like it's a really good situation.
The old ladies at brunch out brunch me.
Right.
Because they love life.
Right.
Yeah. They, you know what? They really do.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy life.
Right.
And they club hop.
And mm-hmm. I'm learning
and
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because we're all around the same age, I think we're getting there. And so now we're like, you know what?
It's time to step it up.
It's time to step it up. And it's just time to continue to live.
Is that what happens when you get older?
I
it's
think
just
so.
Like a light bulb goes off and you're like, I'm about to start living.
Right, because we don't know how many more summers we have.
No.
I mean, I've said that before. We know exactly how many birthdays are behind us, but we don't know how many are in front of us.
Mm-hmm. And that's just like the quote I always say, you know, I mean...
What's the quote?
Make every day count. You remember I said, I have more yesterdays than I do. I probably have more yesterdays than I do tomorrow. So make every day count.
And that's true.
Because you could go to sleep and wake up dead.
I say that all the time. Don't let me wake up dead.
Right.
Y'all, I know y'all can't wake up
dead. And that's just a valid point, Neek. Like, it's just time to live. It's just time to live. You're not harming anybody.
But you know how much peace you get when you just live?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And a part of living is really not giving a fuck about nothing. So I'm sure there are going to be, you know, some people that say, ain't nobody going to see no old strippers. You can't hang your ass up there, old ass up there.
You don't
there.
Know what people's fetishes are and desires.
Because what did he say?
And their fantasies.
Your friend who went to the strip club, he said you got your little college girls, you got your
younger women
who trying to figure it out. And then you have your moms, school teachers, and, you know, a little more seasoned women.
Right.
Who they just in there because they have figured out that doing that is more lucrative than doing you know, whatever profession they were doing before.
They're just making more money.
We have listeners from everywhere, but in South Carolina, you don't make a lot of money here. So unless you have some type of side hustle
or your
niche, you know, just, you know, put you in a position to just kill a game.
And you're in the private sector. Right. And you know, it's.
You're basically going to be in the median income range. And who wants to live mediocrely?
And you can barely survive off medial now.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to survive in the, what is it? What would it be before median? Higher level of?
Higher?
Yeah, what's that level?
What?
Higher up than median. Because you got low income, median income, and then what's the higher one?
It's just called higher upper.
Higher upper? Okay.
Or upper medium.
Upper medium, yeah, because you know you got low.
But, I mean, even some of them struggling now. Class, remember, we class, still, class, we are upper still, middle class. Yeah, upper middle class, yeah. middle mm-hmm. class. Yeah, but we're still struggling out of this pandemic.
We're going to continue. I mean, you can see everything that's closing down.
Everything's closing.
And, like... Don't have enough staff for your business.
Oh, God, that's coming up so much.
So they have no choice to close down.
Because remember, I kept telling y'all, I was like, if nobody's working, where's everybody getting all this fucking money from?
Right.
Because everywhere, like restaurants, grocery stores, just there's an influx of openings. And jobs just available. Where are these motherfuckers working at? How are they living?
At the strip club.
Everybody is not at the strip club.
Yes, apparently. So OnlyFans. OnlyFans. Yeah, they're making money from OnlyFans.
Damn, OnlyFans making that much money?
Apparently so. I mean, my understanding is if you have...
A niche?
Yes. And like some men have foot fetishes. My understanding is women go on there, or men go on there and show their little pretty feet, or if whatever feet, some of them might like feet with, you know, bunions or corns on them, or what have you. And a lot of people make money from that.
What about the video I showed you with the girl rolling around in the mud with the mask on?
And they love it.
They love it. They can't see her face. But she has millions of followers.
You're fulfilling people's desires and hidden desires, and they can go right here on this platform and say, oh.
And not be judged.
Yeah, and look at Ginger Ann. And they're, you know.
What about the little girl who does the swimming off of the boat?
There's a chick on Instagram, and she's a swimmer. Mm-hmm. All she does is swim.
Sometimes she does it topless. Sometimes
she does it topless.
Sometimes she does.
She ain't cute at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. But honey, she be on that boat and she had these little bathing suits on and she mostly records herself swimming.
And that's it?
And she got millions of followers. And because
it's like $20 a month.
Instagram page takes you to her OnlyFans page. The OnlyFans page you have to become a subscriber to. So the only time you will see her swimming topless is on OnlyFans.
And that's $19.95 a month.
Right.
And how many but people has subscribed?
She literally has like a million
She's
followers.
Literally taken about? The followers from Instagram to generate the traffic to her OnlyFans, which, can I say, that was fucking genius.
It was genius.
But you know, Vaughn always says that she's going to do one and she's just going to have her feet showing and play with her feet.
Well, see,
and
that's...
some people get off on that.
You know, my friend, I have a photographer friend. His name is Justin. And he showed me a young lady who he does video for. Y'all, I see I'm about to say something ugly. But she is a very plush woman. And she wears lingerie. Ain't nothing cute about her. And she eats cereal and snacks.
And somebody
on her,
has.
On her OnlyFans. And she has millions of followers. And when he took me to her page, I like died because I was like, so you going to sit here and let the milk and the cereal just drizzle all down your big old titties? And I'm looking at the comments and the little old man, I wish I could lick them Cheerios off of you. I will lick you clean.
As long as his card don't decline.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're fulfilling fantasies, fetishes. You see what I'm saying, Nick?
Like, and it's
you're
in the privacy of your own home. Yeah. So you're not being judged.
So who is judging you?
Nobody.
You're not on, you're not going anywhere. You're right there. I don't even know if they can see their face because I've never been on OnlyFans.
So you can see her face.
But you can't see mine.
Right.
See, so and it all therefore, absolutely. Like you said, in your privacy of your own home, wherever you want to be, mm-hmm. you're fulfilling a fantasy.
What about the ladies that sell their underwear?
Yeah.
So they can have, yeah, see, that's
they take
I'm
a picture in underwear and be like, hey, which one do you want? And you send it to
and
them.
And you send it to them. And they get off on that.
I ain't doing that.
Now. No, I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's freaky. Now. That's a little too.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Like it's like Pandora's box. It's not wide open yet. And that's the scary
pandemic
thing, y'all.
It started opening this box. The
Pandora's
pandemic box
has just opened like maybe 1/16.
I feel like that motherfucker wide open.
I don't think
yet.
So. Not yet. I think it can get worse.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it is.
I'm just trying to think and of so, what else could y'all come up man. With at this. I mean, we have the transgender lifestyle. We have the poly lifestyle.
You just have lifestyle period. I have learned that.
We have, well, what's lifestyle period?
I mean, I guess it's a lifestyle where you don't necessarily date anybody. You just going around frolicking and just having fun and
just a free
having
spirit
sex and with everybody. And you know that you are part of this because it's a huge community. It's everywhere.
And you do know
that. So it's just called lifestyle.
And if you ever see, because if you ever see somebody's name and then on Facebook it says LS on the end, they don't care. That means they want you to know that they part of this lifestyle. So they have meetups and groups and everything. They go on trips together. What I mean, it's hell? Just a yes, ma'am.
So it's like a what did they have back in the day? Hippie. Is
no,
that what it is?
Not quite. It's not quite like hippie.
Because remember, hippie love was, oh, we're going to have sex with everyone. And
okay,
do
well,
drugs.
Apparently, this. Well, I don't think they do drugs. I just think they just have sex.
They go and they have these clubs, and you walk in and.
The swingers.
It's not quite
well,
swinging.
It's not quite swinging,
not swinging
but
singles,
they,
because
they
singles
are a part
can come.
Of that. So, yeah, singles,
singles can
come.
Come. You go in, you pay a cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
You go in and it's a free fall. It's yeah. just kind of like,
and
hey.
It's some meetup. It has been some meetups. And
see, so here's the thing. I'm
so
very,
that's what I'm saying. Like Pandora's
you
box
can be liberal.
Even,
you could be liberal, right?
Right.
And I feel like I'm a very open person. But that is some shit I ain't gonna do.
Right. And I'm with you.
I'm not going in no shit like that. So when somebody put their hands on me and I'd be like, get your motherfucking hands off me, nigga. He'd be like, what you came in here for? Don't you know we have sex with everybody in here?
So we're just not going to go there.
Right. And my whole thing is to each his own. You know, no judgment here from me. But, you know, like I said.
But you could go in as a voyeur. Because you know there are a lot of voyeurs.
My understanding is that they have rooms where you can spectate.
Well, a lot of them just stand on the walls and spectate.
Yeah, that's right. But then I know some are very upscale.
Some of them are. You can't
because they said some people will get kind of weirded out by people just walking around. You know, I guess they're, you know, masturbating as they do these things.
I believe it. You do know that there are still active clubs in Atlanta like this.
Oh, my understanding is some right here up in this piece.
I do. And it's the lifestyle.
LS?
Not.
And I'm thinking,
I did a lot of shit just to get this here lifestyle. That not that lifestyle.
No, not what Young Thug's talking about. This is, I mean, in my understanding, it's just like a whole lifestyle. And like I said, to each his own.
You know how we call people free spirits?
Yeah.
They
are going through life as free spirits.
They are truly.
I wish y'all could see my face right now.
So, I recently learned that, you know, I'm being taken somewhere for my birthday. And so, now I have learned that, like, I can't have upside down
pineapples.
Okay, see, Neek knew.
No, ma'am.
And I'm sitting up here talking about,
no, ma'am.
Why I can't? Because, you know, I don't know if you remember, I had bought that pretty dress. I got a beautiful dress from TJ Maxx.
I mean, you
Maxx
can still wear pineapples.
I went to check the dress and the pineapples are up.
No, we don't wear those. Now,
if the pineapples are down, you down.
Yeah.
Down for what?
For anything.
It's kind of like the whole thing with the loofahs in Florida when you have the different color. I think I've told you this.
No.
The different color loofahs.
God damn.
So if you have, you know how a lot of the communities in Florida, the retirement communities, they all ride around in golf carts. Or sometimes you'll see it on a car. Next time y'all go to Florida, I want you to pay attention. If you have a certain color loofah on your vehicle, it means certain things. They're white, yellow, teal, black, and I can't remember all the exact colors. One is, you know, we're swingers. One is, I like to watch. One is, I'm down and open for absolutely anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they identify you.
Wow.
The loofahs are on your vehicle.
Just kidding. But then, so.
Okay, hold on. Let me find the loofahs.
So my understanding. So Yoshi, we green, okay? Because we don't know. My understanding
is.
I need a class too. And if you're out there, like seriously, y'all. Because
show.
I need to know this. Because
we need to be educated.
One, I'm learning this through my profession. And this is interesting. I need to know. So if anybody out there, and this, like I said, this is judge-free zone. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there that is familiar with this lifestyle, please send us an email and seriously talk to us.
You
because
ain't got to come on
my
the
understanding, we're not green, we're vanilla because they say we just pure. We don't know nothing.
Yeah.
So we don't know anything because I knew nothing about upside down pineapples.
Ran up on something and then they be like, hey, and I'd be like, what are you doing?
And then my understanding is unicorns.
What the fuck unicorns mean?
I don't know. And then I said, and you better leave them alone. They said something about Care Bears. Now, y'all better leave Care Bears alone.
Oh, Lord. Y'all done involved unicorns and Care Bears in y'all bullshit?
So I don't understand. But I want to know one.
Now I gotta Google it.
Because
all right, I got your loofahs, though. You ready for the loofahs?
Ridiculous.
So, your white loofah is your novice or a beginner.
Oh. See?
Your purple. Purple means you just want to watch. Pink means you would like a soft swap, which means that, you know, people, you know, y'all in the room together type deal. Blue is the lowest level of a full swap.
Mm.
Yellow is a mid-level swap. That means that you're willing to swap, but somebody is probably still nervous in the situation. Black is a full swap. Mm. You know, it's just anything goes. And teal means that you are bisexual and you are open to pretty much anything. So If you see a loofah on anybody's vehicle, that's
so
what those
can
mean.
You screenshot that so we can put that on our page? Because I don't know. It's too much. God damn it.
I know y'all all heard of the villages in Florida.
I don't want to live here no more.
Where? Whitney. Yoshi, this is everywhere.
Oh, God.
Where are you going to go?
I'm crazy.
This is everywhere.
All right. That's why you have
can
us.
Can y'all see? I want y'all to see my face.
I am so shocked about this.
My grandmother said many years ago that the world was going to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old people get to talking. Y'all got all these men's with other men's and the women's, and they think they're a man. And got the fake pee-pees around here licking and carpet munching. And it's too much. I can't deal with it.
You can't deal with it.
And the boy, you don't know if the boy, the girl, the boy. This is my grandma talking, y'all.
And this was years ago.
So this is years ago. And she's just like, so you got to remember, this lady's into the church. She don't understand this. She's like, I've always seen lesbians in my life. And my grandmothers are pretty liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, you know, her word, they're flaming now. Mm. Flaming everywhere. You know, it was like the unspoken Miss whoever, mm-hmm. Miss Margie. Mm-hmm. We know Miss Margie ain't never had no husband.
Mm-hmm.
Always been a lady live over there. It was an unspoken word. Miss Margie and her friend, call her friend, not a girlfriend.
Miss Diane.
Was Miss Diane. They was a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't speak on that.
Right.
We just respect them and they respect everybody else and it's quiet. And we don't need to know what they do. I think social media has just made it more acceptable and, you know, a little more out there to explore the lifestyle of lesbians and gay men and poly families and all of this. So we may have known something like this was going on before.
Right, right.
But we didn't know intricate details like we do now. Because we actually have it on TVs, on shows, exposure.
And I think it was probably because they just, you know, they wanted it to be as normal as a quote unquote heterosexual couple. They want it to be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they didn't want to be prejudiced.
Right. And
by
that's
the
what
community.
Saying. Right, right. So now it's
or
more,
treat it different, you yeah. know. But and trust and believe, I am a firm believer on you love who you love.
Right.
So I don't care nothing about no interracial couples. I don't care nothing about no LGBTQ couples. Like, baby, that's who you love. Love.
We're going to talk about
themes.
Interracial couples. You want to talk about the whole black wife effect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all better get y'all one. Y'all white men better get y'all. So they got this new thing on, mm-hmm. What is it, Instagram?
No, it's TikTok.
No, it's TikTok.
It's TikTok.
Oh, see, I don't have
where
TikTok.
They're showing.
I need you to get a TikTok.
White men who have transitioned from
Facebook.
Kyle to Kevin.
Cow to cow.
You know how I was like from with Shia LaBeouf this morning? You know how I was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like old Shia LaBeouf
to new Shia LaBeouf. That ain't the same. So that Cajun coming out of him.
Because mm-hmm. what did I say? I said, what black woman he dating?
Exactly.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, if he ain't got no black wife, that's that Negro coming out of him. Period, point blank. So we done went down a rabbit hole and researched this whole
I am going
genealogy
to look
of Shia LaBeouf and come to find out the daddy black.
From Louisiana.
According to his bio, his mother is Jewish and his father is
Cajun.
Which we all know.
That boy black
that's
is from Louisiana.
Creole.
He's Creole.
He probably got the same granddad as Lil Wayne.
We probably related.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all got Lil Wayne granddaddy. Go on, do the ancestors.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do and it. I'm going to encourage everyone to go ahead on to do that ancestry swab. I just submitted mine a week and a half ago, and I can't wait to get my results, because, baby, I might find out I'm related to James Brown and shit. Who the hell know? Because, you know, I want to know. Like, I have, like, these little spirits in me, and I have all these little things going on within me, and it ain't coming from none of the people that I grew up with as my family. So I think I'm going to be in for a very rude and pleasant awakening.
Which one did you do, Yoshi? Because I know it's like two or three.
I did Ancestry. I didn't do like the 23 and me. I didn't do all that. Okay. I just went old school. I went through the old school one, and I did that one. And just me doing my tree, I have found out so many things. Mm-hmm. And I've like kind of corresponded with my aunts and uncles, and they were like, oh, yeah, now that makes sense. And so I'm pretty much probably going to be the one in the family that uncovers a lot of mysteries, because I'm doing a lot of the digging.
Okay, because I know, like on my dad's side, they already started on my on B's side. Now I would love to see one for the Dollarsons, because you know. Neek, I don't know if you know this. We have like four spellings of our last name.
Okay? Kind of like my name.
Yeah, right.
There's multiple spellings with my last name. Gosha, G-O-S-H-A, G-O-S-H-A-Y, G-O-S-H-A-E. But we're all the same.
We're all the same.
Right. We're all the same.
And it's so crazy. You know, it's like four spellings. So I would love to get the
background. Well, you started.
When I have some time, because remember now I'm still working on my ballet. When I have some time, I would do it. But now, and then we started one with my grandparents on my mom's side. And it, like you said, it is amazing to know the backgrounds, where, you know, we probably get some of these personalities and these interests from. And, and you're like, okay, now I get it. And then you're like, well, I don't understand why all these people have red hair and freckles and we don't. Mm-hmm. And it's just, It's good to know. It's good to know where it comes from.
I got a stripper. Like, oh. I know I got a stripper down in my line somewhere. Somebody was dancing.
You think so?
I know it.
No, I think they just owned a club during the Prohibition or something like that. It was something defiant. Absolutely.
Because I'm such a rebel. Mm-hmm. And my mom is not.
Not at
but
all.
Your grandma was.
My grandmother's a rebel.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's right there.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm just like...
I mean, I'm nothing like my mom.
I gotta...
Really?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to figure out which one of your parents you're like. Teen, yeah.
I think I'm like both of them. I'm make sure both of them. My dad's
Jonathan's more like RB.
Oh, yeah, he is, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But I think I'm make sure both of them.
I think you're Ernestine times 10.
No. Nobody's Ernestine times 10 but Ernestine. Because if I was Ernestine times 10, I would be running some stuff. Do you hear me? Like, my mom, I always said, if I'm like a fourth of her, like, she's
that lady lives her life.
She lives her life. But she don't have to, you know, be in the forefront of everything, but she lives her life.
But she gonna live her life. And see, unapologetically.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the forefront. But I'm enjoying myself.
Now, I enjoy myself, but, you know, I think, and then it's just a calming.
And it's just amazing for me, for my zodiac sign, I don't like a lot of attention.
Well, my mom's the same as yours.
I do not like a lot of attention.
Maybe a couple of days after. Uh-huh. Maybe about a week.
Y'all about a week or so apart.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of attention, but I'm gonna go have a good time.
Yeah. And she is, and you can't tell her she's not fine.
But just because you don't,
I'm telling you,
honey. Just because you don't like a lot of attention doesn't mean that your fire sign, your light.
I mean, my presence.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, so you're gonna automatically,
you're gonna exude.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. But yes, when I met your mom, I'll never forget when her and Miss Shira walked in. All I could say was,
"Who is them lady?"
I said, "Well, I'll be there." As I get older,
I see more
of your
of her coming out. But like, and then both of my grandmothers was something else too. Now,
oh yeah,
see, I have.
I think you have more of the spices. So when I say you're teen on 10, so you're your mom, but you have so many characteristics of your grandmas.
Yes. Especially B.
You act like Miss Lainey sometimes, though.
Yeah, I do.
What I tell you, you got Lainey Jr., Lainey, and Lainey Sr.
Right.
Because all of y'all act alike.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt, actually, Lainey 2.0.
Yeah, but it's just a beautiful thing to know what you come from and where you got this from. And a young lady disclosed to us how she was doing her ancestry and was able to find her long lost siblings and just kind of discover more of who she was. And she's never met her biological dad. So, like, I'm so happy for her, you know, being able to, you know, get those answers and have that experience. And I don't even know what the fuck the show topic was today because we went totally off.
Of course, as always.
Squirrel. But I think if we were going to label it anything, it would be like enjoying an adult experience.
Yes.
Adulting and enjoying the experience of adulting and just living unapologetically. Because, I mean, I've always disclosed this, that when y'all at my funeral, I don't want nobody to be sad.
Mm-mm.
Y'all have a party. Mm-hmm. Don't let them bitches come in or eat my repast food. But
we're going to have repast
food? We're going to have a party. We're going to have a celebration. They should be celebrations of life because y'all are going to be able to say she lived that life.
Right.
Y'all, it is so freeing to me to cuss people out and go to sleep. It is so freeing to me to say what I want to say and not be like, I might not have should have said all that. And I probably should, structure my words a little different. No. I'm going to say shit how I want to say it. And that's going to be that. And I'm going to wear what I want to wear today because this is what my feelings are today. This is my emotions say hot pink. My emotions say neon green. This is what I'm going to do today. I don't conform to the norms. I don't ask for permission. I do just what the fuck I want to do. And that is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should live in, I have to act a certain way because I'm representing my husband and I can't do that because I am Constance Whittleton and I have expectations on me and fuck that. I'm finna go to this party with you, Charles, and I'm gonna shake my ass and I'm gonna get something to drink. I ain't gonna get pissy drunk, but I'm gonna get a little nice and then we gonna go home, we gonna make love and we gonna sleep. I think that's a good life.
I mean, it's a good life.
I mean, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a good life. It is a good life for you. And maybe Constance Whittleton thinks that her life
and
is
And I don't
want to
wear my fucking, what you call them things? Just string up and push your stomach in.
Of course it.
I don't want to wear that. I'm going to the party with my big dress on because I heard they got some good food in that motherfucker. I'm eating my ass off.
You want room so you can be free.
I need room. And if I got to unbutton my pants, And I'm a... Yeah, they're right.
Hey. But everybody's definition of free. Just be yourself. How about that? Just be your genuine self.
I don't feel like
enough people.
And
live your life
people.
The way you want to live it.
Right.
That's
I feel like now...
Unapologetically.
Yeah, that's just it.
It's so many eyes on people. And so many expectations.
Now that is true.
I don't color in the lines.
You don't even like the color.
There you go. That should have told you something right there.
But I've always said, I mean, even growing up, at the end of the day, I want to be that old lady sitting on the porch that says, hey, this is what I did versus I wish I would have done this.
Correct.
And that's just it. And now in my mid-40s, I'm learning to do the things that I can tell those stories about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And where are you at with that, ma'am?
I'm there.
I mean, well, I'm
I
there too, but what's your version of that?
What, of being free?
Yeah, like
I want to be. Do you free.
So you're so is it like I sleep till
yeah,
whatever on my yeah. days off, because my friend love to take naps, y'all.
No, listen, but you know what? I have to say this. I think it was something going on with my energy in the first couple of months of this year. And so I started taking the B12 shots. Mm-hmm. And I have more energy now, more energetic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can do more things. So I take less naps now. I take naps.
But naps are good.
Naps are good.
Naps are good
for you. A good 10-minute one.
15.
I'm telling you.
A nice siesta.
Yeah.
That's it. 15 minutes, wonderful. I'm ready.
But I think it is, you know, about just the boundaries and just saying no.
Yeah.
And just going where you want
to
go.
I've just learned to set boundaries.
Yeah. Well, I'm still, you know, I'm telling you.
And I'm okay with it.
I'm okay.
Best friend killing it. Cause I used to get mad with her, cause she would have to be at everybody's shit that invited her to something and buying gifts and doing stuff. I said, tell the motherfuckers you ain't coming. Yeah. And you ain't giving and you ain't doing. No.
And so she is correct.
You done enough.
Oh, trust me, I've had to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
About you.
I understand.
She complains about me too. She says I'm too nice. You're
too
but
fucking nice.
Whatever. She says I'm too nice, but whatever. But I hear it about you.
I've learned how to, you know, say no and just set my limits and just be there for me for once. You know, or twice.
But you know, when you do that, life gets better.
It's a whole lot better.
I don't know what shifts. But it just
because you have more, you have more of you to give to you,
right.
Where you're not completely drained,
right?
And now you're like, I can't do nothing for myself. I'm so tired from doing other people's shit.
But I think when we do that, I think the universe also rewards us.
Yeah,
because
for sure,
because y'all blessed.
Look at the things that just kind of come in when you decide to do that. You're like, I've been working my ass off for this all these years trying to obtain that. But that one moment when I decided to set my boundaries, stick to my boundaries, and walk away, everything just unfolds.
Unfolds every time. Every time.
God will take care of you.
Yes. He absolutely will. He absolutely will. And one thing I will say, too, if he says stay, please stay. Don't move. Don't be so hasty to move. If he says go, get your shit, go. Because he will make it uncomfortable for you to move.
I told somebody, my cousin's an artist, and I asked her to make me a picture or a saying. And it literally says, don't ask God the question if you're not willing to be obedient to the answer.
Right.
So I can't ask you to help me and show me and to lead me and guide me. If you told me to sit still and I'm saying, oh, I need to walk. No, I'm not being obedient. So what was the whole purpose of me even asking you?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
Right.
So if you're going to ask the question of him, you need to learn to be obedient to the answer.
And that is so true. And you know what, Neek? The other thing that I guess it is epiphany for me. It's okay. I had to say to myself, it's all the time, it's not me.
It is not me. Mm-mm. It is not me.
It is not me all the time. So if somebody, you know, becomes distant, and I'm thinking, okay, did I do something wrong?
I replay it in my head.
Girl.
It wasn't me.
Let me tell you.
Trust me.
It was not.
It was never us.
So guess what? I'm good with that.
Well, I'm
and
a Scorpio.
And I can float on.
And it's never me. It's
oh,
them.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all.
I'm joking. I know that.
We know.
But I know y'all know, but it's going to be a motherfucker. She make me sit with that goddamn Scorpio shit. You know they think they fucking perfect.
Well, we do. But
I wouldn't.
But I'm ready to, I've been ready, but I'm like ready to explore more. I'm just ready to go places. Go back places, you know, just continue to go places.
Just
ready to go. So I have this plan I'm working on right now. So within the next 2 years, if somebody say, let's go.
I'm going.
Oh, and especially year 50.
I need to have the money.
Right, that's what I'm doing
to
now.
To be able to, when you say book,
let's go.
I already told you. I'm working on my acres. I'm working on mine.
I'm ready to go. Oh, year 50 is over.
Yeah. See, I work weekends now. What I say? I can't work weekends no
And
more.
We did that year 40.
Mm-hmm.
Because we was everywhere. Gone. I don't know how we had jobs. They were like, "What was it? She off?
She book it.
They gone.
You want to go? Yep.
Let's go.
Before she could say, you want to? Yep.
Let's go.
My bag already packed.
I got bucket list, for real. I found this little thing on Instagram. It's a wine barrel cabin. I thought it was in Virginia because I was about to say, y'all, let's go for my birthday this year. This is where I want to go. But it's in Texas.
Okay.
So
they got planes that go to Texas.
Yeah, I know. But I got, you know.
And we talked about this glamping.
Glamping?
Yeah, we talked about glamping.
So that sounds like a glamping experience.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it's a wheelbarrow cabin, but it's on a winery. It's a wine barrel cabin.
I'm in
but
love.
It's
on
I'm telling you, it
Shut
is nice.
Mouth.
It is so nice.
Somebody's
and I said,
gonna be so drunk up
list.
In there.
Me.
Bucket list.
I ain't even scared to tell you. It's gonna
y'all,
be
it's the cutest thing ever. It is.
You know I'm a winer sewer.
It's in
winer sewer.
Fredericksburg, Texas.
But I now have a bucket list with 10 places.
Heard of that.
Mm-hmm. So after this first 10 is completed, we'll do another one.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do 10 at a time because that's an obtainable goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was given a time limit of two years for these 10.
Mm-hmm. But so I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm ready to live. Even if it's like, and I always pick at MacB, but I don't go to MacB because now I seriously want to go to MacB because Yoshi sent me
a
mansion.
The Golden Girl house.
It's over $1 million. This house is gorgeous. Now I really want to go see this
and
house.
It sits on all these acres of land and it's gorgeous.
So when people ask me where I go, I always tell them I'm going to MacB, South Carolina.
Is that what you tagged her in on Facebook?
Yes.
I sure did.
That house is gorgeous. Now I want to go see it. Mm-hmm. Now I need to go to MacB for real.
Well, road trip.
Yep.
All right.
But,
well,
you
can
just live life.
Find us because we going to head out. We ain't letting y'all know nothing about it, nothing else we doing because y'all be trying to show your ass up there. But find us on all your free podcasting networks. I ain't about to name them all because social media. Yes. We on the Facebook, Unapologetic Talk, The Very Necessary Podcast. We on Instagram, just The Very Necessary Podcast. And we ain't got no TikTok yet because somebody ain't got the damn TikTok shit together. But we going to try to have that done before the end of the year. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Where can they find you, Nurse Neat?
They can't. Well, they can find me at truly at truly underscore unique UNEAK on the gram.
All right. Hey. And Susan,
what?
Tell them what the deal is.
Oh, each week do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Oh, and it's still Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you need to talk to somebody anywhere in the world, text 988 or call 988 and professionals will help you. But the reason why you do that is because self-care is very necessary.
And we out. Bye.